Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We're cooling out. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We're cooling out.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Cooling Out. We are back.
It is Kev.
And it's real. With all 32 teams showing.
Glorious.
32 teams showing.
Almost 24 hours later. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable, bro, that this really happened. I can't believe for a second I ever feared these dudes. I'm madder at myself.
Nah, I mean,
there was a
they look like someone to fear at a time, especially when they were going up against the Lakers.
Back in the day.
The
history books will look back, however, this season ends. It was a 2-2 split in the regular season.
It was.
That's it.
It was. It. But.
We waited, but they never made an appearance.
They didn't make it. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, we're talking about the Los Angeles Clippers losing to the Denver Nuggets in the Western Conference second round of the semifinals. Ah, they were up 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
Lost three games in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Rash.
Packed bag Nuggets, man. Undefeated.
You hate to see it.
What? 16-point lead blown in game 5. 19-point lead blown in game 6.
12-point lead blown in game 7.
Oh yeah, I forgot they were up. I was about to
say they were up. I walked to the kitchen. I said, I can't deal with this.
Now I locked in for this one.
Now when they got trouble, I walked away just to get the TV out of my line of sight, but I could still hear it.
Yeah.
And now, they cut it to like 5 or some shit like that. And I was like, all right, I can come back and look at it again. You know, you start thinking dumb shit like, oh, I'm bad luck, so I gotta walk away.
Yeah, I've been thinking very nasty this one. All that voodoo, like, yo, you sit in this spot, I'll sit in this spot. I ain't been proud. It's the pandemic did to me mentally.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, I'm like, I know y'all come back from Leeds, but that's just not a recipe I want to subscribe to.
Yeah.
You would have thought I was from the Mile High yesterday. Whew.
Bro, when it got out of hand quick in that fourth. Well, third going into the fourth, they had the lead. They were up by like 7, I think, at the end of the third. But you could tell the momentum was shifting. But I honestly, in my mind, was just like, yo, like, Clippers don't come out and kill these dudes in the fourth.
They led it going in the third?
At the end of the third, they led. Going into the fourth.
Uh-huh.
Check the score. I mean, I don't know how much they were up by.
I remember that. Weren't they tied at half?
They were tied at half. And then,
now, go ahead.
And they outscored the Clippers like 30-something to like something nuts in the third. I remember them going to the fourth. They were up, though. And I was like, oh, the Clippers about to come back and just murder these dudes. Like, man, I get my hopes up. It looks good. Because, like, you know, it's like a momentum shift. I was like, all right, cool. They had the momentum in the third. Clippers going to take it in the fourth. That's what I thought.
Nah, they went into – they started – the Clippers started after half up 2. And then the Nuggets outscored them in the third quarter, 28-18, and then 22-15. So they led after that. Oh, I thought you said going into
going into the fourth, like at the end of the third quarter, the Nuggets led.
Oh, I thought you meant the Clippers. I'm sorry.
No. What I'm saying is that the Nuggets were leading going into the fourth quarter. Gotcha. And I thought that the Clippers were just going to turn it around and just murder them in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And it did not happen.
I kept expecting, and then little things would happen. All the bricks within, awesome. All the Nuggets, Jokic, first half, Jokic, same looks, he was getting them. Most people mm-hmm. couldn't hit. Murray kept them afloat, and Jokic with the playmaking. Mm-hmm. Second half, Paul Millsap hitting threes. Jeremy Grant hitting threes. Harris with the cuts. I'm like, okay. Tide's turning. They look confident. And the Clippers, open shots, bricks. Shots at the rim. I'm like, could this really, really happen?
Bro, Lou Will missed two layups.
Yes.
Like
yes,
layups. Yes, we gave did. Danny Green hell for that. Mm-hmm. He missed two layups. Like, yes. Mm-hmm. And Kawhi tried a Euro step and literally almost snapped his patella out of place. He looked so crazy trying a Euro step. He looked so lost. That's not you, bro.
Oh, Kawhi. Paul George. I mean,
bro.
They went up 20. They went up 20 in this game.
Paul George, I honestly have no defense for him. Like, I don't know what goes through his mind or through his body when, you know, in these high pressure situations, but he just looks awful. Like, that three he shot off the side of the backboard. I said,
rim misses. Yeah, the side of the backboard was ugly. Like,
who's out there? I could do that off the side of the backboard.
He said, and I quote, "I like our chances. We put ourselves here, but he likes their chances." Jokic and Murray went, like, Jokic was talking after game six. He was like, "Yeah, there's no pressure on us. We're just having fun." I'm like, "All right, mm-hmm. carry that energy in." And he definitely mm-hmm. did. But his stat line was crazy. I think 16, 22, and 13. And he now I get when people say, like, you can dominate a game without really scoring.
Yep.
Murray handled the scoring part, but he,
his vision is nuts.
It
his
is
passion
nuts.
Vision, yeah.
It's nuts. Then we'll get to them with the Lakers, but it is.
But did they end it with the behind the back no look?
When he's just showing out.
Pat Bev should have got a flagrant for that though. That foul.
He knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
He knew what he was. That's just dirty.
Yeah, he's just. I hate his ass.
Don't be mad at us. Be mad at karma.
Facts.
It had to happen.
And now they all. Oh, I hate them.
Oh, the way it happened.
Front running asses. And then they all just walk off silent.
Look, they got to live with that. I mean, they can't be that mad at themselves. Like Paul George told us. It's not a championship or bust year.
Yeah, see, that's that sucker shit. Paul George always say some sucker shit. Like when Dame hit that shot. That was a bad shot. Like, bro, just you didn't win.
Just a couple weeks ago, last month or so, when Dame going mm-hmm. crazy, y'all gonna be on vacation soon or something like that.
Yeah.
When in the Instagram comments, when Dame was like, "You just running from the grind, switching teams."
Yeah, switching teams. Yep. You boys,
Paul George is like, "You boys just chumps," and Paul George is like, "You gonna be on vacation soon." Little did he know, narrator voice.
Yep. Foreshadowing for his own future.
Well, back the championship or bust thing. Obviously, I sent you the quote, which is from the they did an article when they first signed, in which Paul George recruited him, and said he told Ballmer, "I wouldn't come here unless obviously you're a championship team." That's one debunk. Then I heard some sound clips from the Clippers introductory meeting that they did for Kawhi and mm-hmm. Paul George with the owner, in which he's like. Yeah, the goal is to be playing in the last game of the season and hyping it up. So that's just BS. And to your point, that's just weak to be at this point talking about. It wasn't championship or bust.
I mean, like, it feels like Doc must have gave them, like, you know, kind of like a summary of, like, what everyone should be talking about in their post-game conference. Like, everyone was just talking about, I'm sorry, post-game presser. because everyone was just talking about the lack of team chemistry and stuff. Like,
oh, he said, yeah, leak it now.
Yeah.
leak it. Damn it.
Then tomorrow, some Paul George and Harold got into a heated argument in game two. It's like,
it's dirtier. Right.
Yeah.
What I read last night in the some Clippers players couldn't even play 3 minutes and had to act out.
Come on.
This is disgraceful.
Just say you lost. I don't get it. Like, and then these stories are trash. Like, these little things are trash. It's not like you're, like, real, like, oh, Kawhi played with a torn ACL or something like that, you know? Nah, he don't got the cardio. They can't play 3 minutes. What are you making millions of dollars for?
They were never mentally in it, Jarrell.
I just don't get it. I'm glad it happened, but it's just
I'm ecstatic.
The frauds.
They've been built up all year as the favorite, as like overwhelming. It's like, yeah, Battle of LA, yep. They're going to beat Braun. And to lose in the fashion they did.
Nonsense.
That too. And to lose in the fashion, to go up 3-1 and Doc. I was going through it. He hasn't made a conference final since the East. When Braun did it to him. Damn, that's a long time. But
God bless him because he getting white man treatment. They do one thing great and then they just live off it forever. That's how Doc getting right now. Won a championship in 2008.
Eight.
He was calling him one of the greatest coaches of all time. Check the records.
That's yes.
It ain't looking great. It ain't looking great.
Would you bring him back or would you fire him?
That's tough. Excuse me. Honestly, I'll probably fire him just because, like, you got Ty Lue right there.
I need a new voice. Actually, these are all new players. So.
But you got Ty Lue, who's also a championship coach. Championship winning coach, one with LeBron James. So might have some intel on LeBron James, who's like their number one competition.
Could have been valuable.
Yeah, Bron's gonna be 1 year older. The Clippers potentially could have more chemistry. But maybe, yeah, I would just cut ties. And also it's not like it's Doc Rivers' first year there. He'd been there for 7 years. It's also ain't his first time losing a 3-1 lead. Since being there.
Oh, yeah, the Rockets. Oof. And then he had the one back in Orlando. Damn, 3-3 blown. Damn. That's tough.
And you ain't been out. You ain't been to the Western Conference Finals since you got there. Yeah.
Damn, 2012 8 years. He got to the Clippers the following. Yeah. Yeah, I can't argue against it.
Yeah,
can't argue against it.
That time has expired, man. 8 years? That's a long time to just be, I won't say mediocre, but to be underachieving.
Yeah, and that span, we're talking about Blake, Chris Paul, Paul George, Kawhi. So the vast majority, I think last year was the gap year is when he didn't really have anybody, but seven out of 8 years.
Even with Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan, like no one – realistically expect them to win a championship.
But
they were right on the cusp so many times, and it's just like, all right, well, how many times is this going to happen?
Right.
There's only so many things you can, like, blame, you know, external circumstances on. Like, sometimes you got to look internally. Like, all right, 8 years, this ain't all a coincidence.
He'll probably bring him back, though, but this is it. Yeah.
Cause some of his rotations were trash. Like bringing in Reggie Jackson, game 6 and game 7.
Who knows?
Random times. Man, they played all game. Bring him in the fourth quarter.
It's a conditioning, Jarrell. Some of my players couldn't handle it.
I don't get it.
Yeah, if you don't want to be in the bubble, just don't come to the bubble. Everybody's playing under the same circumstances. I'm not even going to mention the Lakers.
Yeah.
With people staying straight. Just the Nuggets. Just look across the court.
Yeah. But I also mean, like, the Clippers, like, were, like, heavy into load management. right? And I ain't gonna lie, Kawhi looked like he was could barely get off the floor yesterday.
That wasn't that shocking though.
Yeah, his career
was dragging his leg in like last year's finals. I remember him.
His career gonna be short lived. Like he got maybe like 2-3 more years of playing. Yeah, because he does not look good. He could barely like jump yesterday. Like even when he got past Jamal Murray yesterday and he like dunked it.
Mm-hmm.
Go back and watch the video. He had to like pump himself up to get there. And I was like, damn, bro, you 6'7". Them low extremities is definitely failing him. And he ain't shit on defense no more.
He ain't that dude that they claimed he used to be. Not claimed, that he used to be.
He used to be.
And the best defensive duo since Michael and Scotty. We didn't quite get that either. Nah.
Both of them were getting dusted.
Maybe if you did a compilation of through the season, you might.
Yeah,
but
Jamal Murray was feasting on both of them. You even had like Gary Harris. Like everyone was just driving past Kawhi. Gary Harris, what's that backup point guard? Monte Morris was getting past him.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, I think I even saw a drive where Torrey Craig got past him. I said, nah, this is getting crazy.
Probably.
Torrey Craig?
This is
that's disgusting.
Playoffs though, man. Where legends are born. I gotta say, man, I gotta up my respect for Joker and Murray. To do it in this level, this intensity and in these circumstances.
Yep.
You put up 40. Utah was impressive, but to do it against this team in a game 7 in which you are the overwhelming underdog. And to show up like that and to keep your team afloat. That one, too, as far as duos. And
apparently, after being down 3-1.
Again. For the second time in a couple weeks.
Yeah. I don't get it.
They're like 23 and 24. They're young.
Yeah. I don't get it. Like,
so don't worry. What I will say is gone soon. Not now.
No. Give them 2-3 years. Y'all have fun. But, what I will say is that I was shocked at the way, like, they came back, like, being down 3-1. I remember, like, when Jamal Murray was balling in, against Utah, and we said it on the pod. I was like, yo, he not doing this next round.
Right. And he wasn't.
But not even just because, like, oh, like, they going to lock him down. More so, like, yo, I don't see him going at Kawhi and Paul George the way he going at Donovan Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
Was I wrong?
Mm-hmm.
These young dudes just be looking at these vets now, like, what up? Like, the same way, like, I hate to bring this up, but a couple seasons ago when Tatum banged on Braun and it stared at him.
Bumped him.
I feel like it's just a whole different energy. Like, these young dudes now, they're just like, I'm better than you. Like, cool. At least they had that confidence, which is good. But then Braun just be sunning them all. But Kawhi, you ain't got it in you, boy. 6-22. Everything he shot was flat.
Imagine if this was Braun.
Oh, they'd be slaying him. I mean, people slayed him enough today, but nowhere near to this.
Nowhere near. Nowhere near. But there's a couple. I never thought he should be mentioned up there with the Braun. I never thought it was. I thought
he's either.
But it was just going around.
I don't think he's better than KD or. I never thought he was better than Steph or, like, Giannis. I never thought that.
I might put him over Giannis. But I don't know. After that, though, I don't think he's better than KD or LeBron.
I still don't think he's better than Giannis just because he don't have the intangibles that Giannis has.
And it was the accolades people would flaunt. It's like, I don't want to discredit. He is a polar opposite of his team. They do all the showboating in the front row.
Yeah.
He don't say any... He's just it. That's just his crew. So he got to take everything that come with it. So yeah. I don't have the same like sports disdain that I have for them. But you win your first Finals MVP, averaging what against 18. That Heat? They saying he's a Heat stopper. Come on.
Yeah.
And then you wouldn't have won this last title if KD was healthy. So it's like,
and
yes,
then Clay got hurt too.
And Clay, yeah.
But. They got lucky.
Nobody told him to make that commercial, though, on opening night. We didn't forget.
New king in town or some nonsense like that?
Didn't forget.
Disrespect.
sir. Just go back with me before we move on. Remember, he stalled and he held up our free agent signings because he held us up that 1 week because he was threatening to come here, you know?
Yep.
Starting to come to LA, and he held us up. Lost on a lot of players. Meanwhile,
God bless Pelinka, though. He still pulled some shit together.
He did, but meanwhile, he was scheming at Drake House with Paul George. See? Karma.
I wonder what that conversation was like. Kawhi Leonard, Drake, and Paul George.
He went through his Rolodex. He looked at AD and LeBron and said, nah.
I'm going to roll with Paul George?
I think the last piece of this, unless you have something else to add, their current, the team outlook.
Huh?
Into our mid-30s.
What team?
Oh, my God.
You got Kawhi and PG.
Until next year, they can opt out after next
year. So you got them for one more season officially. And then, of course, they're going to opt out. Damn, that's crazy. Until next year. And then you got – Jesus. Until next year, they're going to both opt out, and they probably will. You're already in the luxury tax the upcoming season. You got Montrezl Harrell's a free agent. Marcus Morris is a free agent.
He's gone.
Yeah. What else? You don't have a first round pick.
What year again?
7 years.
2027.
Seven seasons. You don't have a first round pick.
And pick swaps. Don't forget that. Don't forget.
How are they gonna get better?
Don't forget the pick swaps are. Oof.
They gave up a haul to get Paul George.
Mm-hmm.
You think that was Bron?
And Shea.
Shea and Gallinari.
Jesus.
Both who played really well for OKC this year.
I would say pray for them, but I wouldn't be honest.
Wow. And this was the great Jerry West, who's now ducking
pick swap. Even if they come up on something in the lower tier or whatever, it's like, no, we'll take that.
Of course.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, if Kawhi and PG don't stay there forever, like don't
they don't win a title. Period. Well, yes, that's a part of it. But for all this, I mean.
But imagine both of them walking
Clay back. Then, you know, you pray for that new building in Inglewood.
That shit going to be empty. God damn.
They lost the Warriors back, Nets back.
How would you feel about the Knicks signing Kawhi? What year is that? 2022?
Ralph Joe.
What year would that be?
Oh, yeah. No, it'd be 2021, 2022 season. Yeah.
Nah, I'm good on that. Because they're going to sign him to a max. He going to probably be only good for the first year.
That's us.
Yeah.
We get him past
Yeah, he already over the hill, looking like he about to over the hill. As it is, that wouldn't, and he don't talk enough in New York. They'll eat his ass.
He don't play. He was load managing. I was reminded of this. He load managed like a week into the season.
Yeah,
he just came off summer vacation, and you're only getting older. It's like But hey,
someone's gonna give him a max though. So
yeah, of course he's a star.
God bless.
And he's still good. He just can't. He's good like 70% of the time.
Yeah, that's not good. But that's some shit the Knicks will sign for real. That's just scary.
Without question. Yeah, him in New York would be wild. Him in this media, he wouldn't give him nothing.
Nothing. Bro, but the media be treating him like fucking... Like, yesterday I was watching the post-game presser. Motherfucker, he just lost game 7, and the first reporter asked him, how do you feel about the pandemic and how rough has it been this year dealing with the death of Kobe and all that? I'm like, yo, God bless, God rest the dead, but, like, that's the little softball toss of question you're going to give him?
I saw the beginning, and I was watching on SportsCenter, so they cut away.
Yeah.
Did they eventually get to, like, the real questions?
I have no idea. Once they cut away, I cut away, too. I'm not going to go searching for a Kawhi press conference. You know, the answer going to be the same thing to everything, though.
True.
You're trying to play basketball. Don't get too high. Don't get too low.
Now, they got to keep that same... One of the reporters went right at Siakam neck. It's like, basically, how you feel about being the reason y'all lost?
But they don't give it up to Kawhi like that for some reason. Uncle Dennis must be in the fucking...
Oh, yeah.
Stands with the red dot.
Uncle Dennis in a minute.
With the beam.
They show Bomber. That enthusiasm was just sapped from his life.
Yeah. That, he needed to relax.
It's gone. Hey, man.
That would be too high.
We don't make the rules, man. We wanted LA versus LA, but.
We tried. We tried our best. We wanted to see it in the workout.
We ran ahead, letting y'all know, look, we're here. We're waiting. Like, yep. Come on. Please.
We ran through the Rockets.
We super, yeah, excited. But hey.
They didn't want it.
I guess we could transition then. Mm-hmm. From those that are on vacation. The Lakers against the Nuggets.
Nuggets?
That's eventually going to have to get to the packed bag Nuggets. Undefeated.
They got to go home. They got to go. My only fear is I can see these motherfuckers being down 3-1 again. And then it's going to be a big-ass story.
Oh, yeah.
But then Bron going to send their ass home.
Yeah, so yeah. There's a difference, though.
Yeah. Bron ain't playing that with them.
As of today, and we got two All-NBA guys. We already had the best duo, but, you know.
Come on now. First team.
Upgraded their resume.
Not just All-NBA.
Very important.
First team.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Because Westbrook made third team. He ain't deserved that. We'll discuss that another time. But
Very important.
Two first team All-NBA?
Mm. I think the only two remaining from the first team.
And people talking about some Paul George and Kawhi, the best duo.
It's disgraceful, but.
Now, all of a sudden, everyone can see with their eyes open now.
I don't think. They've been off since, what, Saturday, the Lakers?
Yeah. Oh, damn near week, 6 days.
That whole bottle went to the head last night.
By tools. He might have pulled out a box. Yeah. Oh, my bad. He rich. He ain't drinking box wine. My bad.
Watch your tone.
Yeah, my bad. I forgot. Well, you know what's in my fridge. Little glass of Franzia.
Some 2012 Yellowtail.
Hey.
The vintage Yellowtail.
It's been aged. Oh, shit. But nah, Bron definitely in the suite at whatever hotel he in. So he
probably just up in like,
yeah, just up there in the jacuzzi, chilling with Savannah, watching the game. Nah, he definitely went through a couple bottles. I ain't gonna lie.
Time to focus now.
Sober up now. He got up at 6 a.m. though. It was back on the grind.
You less than 48 hours out now.
Yeah. And I...
Sounds like game 9. About that then.
I think Bron, you know, I think he knows this is his time. Like,
yeah, you won't. Just, this is the best. Yeah. Things never break like this for him.
Shit, it's always the opposite. Way the fuck up for him.
Knock on wood. It's always the opposite. Facts. You lose your best teammates.
Yeah.
Unprecedented spike in the salary cap forms the greatest team of all time.
Yeah.
It's never like, nah, your potential best competition gets eliminated.
Nah. Shit just opened up for him. I mean, granted, the Nuggets are going to be a tough test.
I'm not sleeping on them.
Nah, and the Lakers should not either.
Play, Please don't. Yeah.
Yeah. Braun should be one game at a time focus. But this is like long shot. I mean, long term, this is his best shot to like run through. And
the way they've been playing. Braun said he wanted to get out of here. Braun, if you really lock in, you could get this done.
Get it done.
You could get it
have
done.
Have your fourth ring and go relax again.
Might have this locked up by Columbus Day. You could get but I'm not gonna do that.
Nah, but they shouldn't do it either. But the path is open. It's his for the taking.
Lakers in what? 5 or 6?
Against Denver?
Mm-hmm.
5.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep the 5 alive.
Like they've been gentlemen sweeping everybody.
Yeah.
I think they'll take whoever out of the let's not get ahead of ourselves, but
I can't handle it.
Let me relax.
They said a game 7 could be October 12th, so I mean Game four will be what's like 6 or 7 days earlier if they go every other day.
Yeah,
I mean, you talk.
That's October 5th.
That's like do what 2.5 weeks, 2-3 weeks. Just pump your brakes.
Do it to him, bro. Let's go. Let's go.
1, 2. There'll be 3 games in by the, if we record next Wednesday. What's the record?
They gonna win the first 3.
Oh, you think 3? Oh, okay.
They win the first 3, and then they're not going to sweep.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, based on their track record, I wouldn't be surprised they lost on Friday.
And then they started out?
Yeah.
They lost the first games.
Yeah, they lost the first game both times.
This nigga don't stop. These feel out games. Ain't nothing else to feel out.
I'm just saying, I wouldn't be shocked.
I think they were 2-1 against the Nuggets and the did they play them in the seeding games?
I don't believe what
no, I think they did. I only remember them. Yes, they did. That's when Kuzma hit the game winner, I think.
And that's when they were still struggling.
Nah, that was their best offensive game. Then was a blip though.
And it was a struggle.
Yes. Yeah.
Kuzma had hit the game winner, it's a struggle.
Nah, we locked up the number one at that point. They look great offensively.
And then after that, it all went to shit. They didn't care no more. Couldn't no one shoot. People just started to learn how to shoot again.
Like in the last week and a half.
Yeah, we're trying to retire Danny Green.
yeah. I stand behind that completely.
This nigga's missing layups, bro.
Layups.
It was like literally like looking like Paul George looked last night. Over like a 10-game span.
Supposed to be our dead eye shooter.
Jesus Christ. So who's gonna guard Jokic?
You know, they start with McGee and Howard, and then eventually you look at AD and be like, yo, you gotta do it. I know, I'm sorry, but you want a ring, right? It's playmaking though. Whew.
Yeah, his vision is insane.
It's insane. It's insane. LeBron, you got some competition. It's insane. Oof.
Mm-mm-mm. I mean, Bron's still the best passer in the league.
Of course he is.
Don't get it.
No, he is. But Jokic is up there.
Yeah, he definitely. I would say 2K ratings, if Bron had a 99 in passing, I would give Joker like a 91, 2.
That'd be good.
It just makes it so easy.
Especially if we get in the Rondo we've been having. If this Lakers team that's been playing the Rockets, that's what we're
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Getting? Because by the end of that, whew, they did it. I think we said we wanted to be over by the weekend, but we didn't see it. They shut us
didn't up. See it.
They destroyed.
Go home. Have Westbrook out there fighting himself. Going delusional. Y'all better double me.
Children.
Better double me. Boy, was down 30 points. What are they going to do? Ugh.
D'Antoni told him on the plane ride home, I'm good, y'all. I'm good. Plane ain't even land yet, yo. I'm good.
In the skies. One. Can't wait till you land. Yeah. It's been one.
It's been real, y'all.
Yo, why did we just say that shit before they...
We ain't know no better.
Yo. All right, one. What? Like, what? Yo, why was that a thing? That's crazy. Anyway.
Son.
But, Jesus.
He's gone. They keep it a GM.
Maury?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
And then he's got Harden talking about they a piece away.
He's been saying that for a minute now, man.
For a while. Since before they got Dwight Howard.
Yeah. Every postseason loss is the same exit interview. Yep. They're a piece away. They're a piece away. I don't know what you do because you can't trade Russell. It's going to be very hard. I'm not going to say you can't. It's going to be very hard.
Let me tell you what Russell looking. Westbrook.
Who? Us?
The Knicks. Yeah. Yep. Just to get a fucking superstar.
He a third team. Chill out. That's a superstar.
He didn't deserve that. I would get that shit to Spider before I gave it to him.
I'm not disagreeing with you at all. Yeah. I don't know how I guess that's
him, Spider, Devin Booker. He didn't deserve that shit, man.
Yeah, from start to finish season, he didn't. He started bad. He had that stretch in the middle after they went small. He started attacking the rim more, in which he was definitely his best of the season.
Yeah, and then he got injured again.
He got injured. That's not fair to other. There's other guards that play, to your point.
Yeah,
start to finish better.
Who votes on NBA teams again?
I think that's the media. I believe that's the media.
What are they watching?
I don't know. I don't know.
Because he does not look good. He looks. Oh my god.
I was looking at this stat. Oh, here it is. They're saying, yeah, they do by a point system. I don't know what they're watching. He got 29 votes for third team, which is the least. 9 people voted him for second team. What were they watching?
They were tripping. He got 9 votes for third team, 29, and that was the least?
Yeah, out of,
that's
yeah.
Well-deserved. 9 votes for second team, that's insane.
Your boy Rudy.
I'm not too upset about that. I'm not.
That's him a third.
I feel like Joel Embiid should have been there.
Their season's been so disjointed, I really don't even remember. Like, I would have to go look at his stats.
Yeah. I mean, he played better than Rudy did.
True.
It's just Rudy consistent with that 15, 16, and 2.5 blocks.
Right. Oh, this is...
What was she looking at?
Kawhi made second team. He got 39 first team votes.
39?
Yeah. Made second. No, he didn't deserve anybody.
Did Bron get any second team votes? Disrespectful asses.
Nah, he and Giannis, unanimous first team.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all unanimous.
All right. Come on. I say it. Now I got to use the media. I'm like, yo, you got to see where the media's heads is at.
You're right.
Remember that there one year Bron could have been unanimous MVP?
Oh my God, that dude need to be fine. They gave it to Carmelo. 20 disrespectful second team votes for Anthony Davis, though.
That's disrespectful.
Disrespectful.
That's disrespectful. He was clearly first team.
9 people voted Harden. I don't know what more you got to do to get first team. But hey, whatever.
They voted Harden second team?
And he got 9. He made first team at 89 first place votes, but he got 9. Oh my God. Yeah, 9 second team votes and 2 third team votes.
I can't get it out. That's just disrespectful.
Yeah.
Third team.
He averaged like what, 30 plus?
How many guards? He averaged like 34.
See? That's when you're so good that people just take you for granted.
Nah, that's when you probably got some old head media people that are like, I don't like his style of play. Or if he wasn't in that system, you know, with the ISO ball, then he would be scoring these points. I'm sure that's what it was. Just nasty talk.
Nastiness. Second. Yeah, first team Giannis, Bron, Harden, Davis, and Luka.
Well deserved.
Yeah. Second team, Kawhi, Joker, Lillard, Chris Paul, and Pascal Siakam.
Nah. Pascal don't deserve to be there. Pascal, honestly, I mean, Chris Paul had a good year, but he should be third team and Westbrook should be out. I'll leave my second team and put Donovan Mitchell third team. But Siakam? Nah, boss. I would have put Jason Tatum there before I put Siakam.
Yeah, Tatum's on third.
I know, but I'm saying Tatum should have been second over Siakam.
Oh, got you. Oh, yeah. Got you.
Yeah, he's better than him, and it was clearly evident when they were playing. Siakam was trash.
He took a drastic step back. That is.
Yeah. His game is, like, so simple. If he can't drive around you, he's useless.
Yeah, for the play, he was averaging, like, 6 less points, playing, like, 10 more minutes. Percentages dropped. It was sad.
Sad. For you to walk with a second team. I can't wait to see Giannis' MVP.
Zoom special?
Ball. Yeah.
You saw he came out. He came back out. I'm still in this. He came out and thanked Milwaukee.
When?
That he can't wait for a good season. Yeah, last night, actually. I'm like, look at you dumping this like like news before holiday weekend.
Bro, this thing. It's crazy how little respect, I guess, or how little attention superstars get outside of LeBron James.
1 p.m. showings.
Because this dude's like wavering back and forth, and like I'm barely even getting alerts about it.
I got it. I didn't care. But I get it. I get it. It don't hit the same. Non-Bron, I'm trying to think, because we talked about KD coming back. That's legit excited. Like, I would watch him. Like, him coming back in the East.
And Brooklyn, those are nuts.
I know what are the East players. That's it, right?
Who the second most entertaining player in the East? After KD.
Entertaining? Not best. Might be his teammate.
Who would you care? Kyrie, entertaining. Entertaining? All right. So then who would you care about watching? The second best player you care about watching?
I'm drawing a huge blank. I really don't know.
Nah, I don't like watching him play either, honestly. Yeah, really just KD in the East. Damn, I almost said Bradley Beal. Disgusting talk. John Wall coming back.
Jarrell. Keep that to yourself. You going through something? John Wall. I'm reaching, but
he coming back. That's what he said. That's it.
Yeah, they in trouble. They in trouble. But, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't think. I watch some teams, but they don't got the star like the Nets will.
Nets got KD. Yeah, they don't have like a superstar.
And to your point, Giannis is just not that for me. He's just not entertaining.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Just constantly dunking all over the place. But the reason why it's not entertaining also is because, in the regular season, it's like, yeah, this is cool for the regular season, but you know once they get to the playoffs, they're going to stop that.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
So it's just like, yeah. Until you actually, are competitive in the playoffs, that's when people really care.
Yeah.
Next season, if Milwaukee get matched up with Brooklyn, that's going to be nuts.
I mean, if Giannis don't make it, then who knows? They should.
Told you. Can't trust them. He's been hanging out with the Americans too long.
he good. He coming back next season. He good.
Ain't got no choice but to come back. He under contract. he under contract. Now the following season.
He gone?
Probably so, because they're going to get eliminated again. They ain't winning it all next year.
Thank you, Milwaukee, for all the love and support you show my teammates and I this season. The ones he unfollowed.
I was about to ask you that.
I can't wait for next season. Nah, he's still at 8. He's still at 8.
And he unfollowed all of his teammates. You understand how that's going to play out in the locker room?
That must mean that he wanted to have them all traded since he vowed to come back. That's so weird. And nobody's, I'm not from here.
I got hacked.
Nah, you've been living here for a while now, G.
You got a baby here. You American now.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not feeling that.
Yeah.
It's over though once he rejects that contract. They said he had a 3-hour lunch. That's a long time. 3 hours.
We'll see what they do. I mean, even if they get Chris Paul, it ain't gonna get any better, so.
Yeah, and I don't know who else is that disgruntled that'll really move the needle.
Trade for Westbrook.
Oh my god! I'd watch it just for the car wreck aspect of it. That would be such a weird pairing. If Westbrook went to the Bucks, that answers my question. I'm definitely watching Bucks games then. The frustration.
Neither one can shoot, oh, and both play mad aggressive, like. who could they really realistically trade for though, other than Chris Paul?
I really don't know. I don't know. Can they get Bradley Beal? The thing is, they don't have the stuff. Who want Chris Middleton like that?
No, not Max. He don't. Nobody want that. Let me not say nobody. Well, you only in what, year two? Gonna be in year three of it now? Or year two.
I thought just entering year two. Year two.
Yeah, you just... see, that's disgusting. You got 4 more years of that on your book. That's what... You got 4 more years of that on your books?
That's disgusting.
With the decreased salary cap, that's good. That's like inevitable right now.
Yeah.
Nah.
Is that your boss? You don't want to pick up that ledger.
No.
You don't look at that. Just pay it. Just sign off. You don't want to look.
Who's this Christopher Middleton guy that's taking up 40% of our cap? Is that the guy averaging 19 points and 5 rebounds? Holy shit. No.
They should have kept Brogdon.
Yeah, facts. Who they choose to keep instead of Oh, Eric Bledsoe. God bless.
They didn't have to choose. They could have kept both.
They just chose to let him go?
Mm-hmm. They said they could have spent their money better elsewhere among multiple players, they said, I believe. That's what the ownership said. I don't know who that was. I would have to go see who that kind of said.
George Hill.
Kyle Korver.
That's what's up.
It's like, all right, that's bold of you to say.
See where it got them.
Where it could get them.
Without Giannis, that's crazy. Yep. Like, franchise is literally only, like, unless you like the Lakers or some shit, like these big markets that just fall on them. But small market teams, superstars?
They might never recover.
Never. Like, that's like Charlotte. They never had a superstar.
Yeah, you got to get drafted.
You got to draft. Nobody gonna come there. Yeah, no one coming here. You got to draft.
If you're a big city, stars will come unless it's New York.
Yeah. They just go to Brooklyn now.
Damn, yeah. Especially since they got an alternative now.
Yeah. They just go to it's Brooklyn like, now.
You know, they got a bridge, right? Yeah. It's over.
Facts. Oh, my God. Knicks are terrible. Yo, who's our best player?
RJ Barrett?
Oh, that's a... that shit hurts me to my core. That's our best player?
It isn't? I'm pretty sure, no.
Let me not say that with too much. I'm about to yell
a lot of gusto.
Yeah, let me calm it down.
Who?
Julius Randle.
Yeah, you might be right.
But the way I'm about to give it to you, like, it was just like, relax, bro. He ain't a fucking all-star.
Damn, that is sad. If every Julius team's like, Randle, yo, send your best player forward.
We don't have an all-star. Oh,
close.
God.
Or close.
Julius Randle's our best player. Who's our... I don't even know who our coach is. This is disgusting.
Well, there's a report that they're preparing an offer for one Christopher Paul.
Who?
The Knicks.
To do what?
You don't want him?
No, for what?
You just said he'd certainly be the best player.
Oh my, he about to be, oh my God.
I don't know, about yeah, to it's be pointless.
36 years old.
And he got a crisp 86 mil on the books.
Oh. what was it, 2 years, 1 year, 2 years?
Two. I think this the last was a player option.
That wouldn't be the worst thing in the world then.
Maybe we can attract some talent.
No, but... People hate playing with Chris Paul, but
yeah, that's pretty much a certainty at this point.
Yeah. Our coach is Thibodeau. Oh fuck.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's gonna be some rough 2 years for Chris Paul,
oh,
bro.
He's
gonna be looking terrible that last year.
Yeah, that vegan diet ain't gonna save him.
No.
Not from this workload.
Thibodeau gonna have him play 37 minutes.
He's gonna be pleading like, yeah, you know, all the stars around the league, you know, I was talking to Bron and Kawhi, you know, they sit out practice. They're going to look at him like, what? You better run these sprints.
Where the suicides and shit. Oh, God.
They're going to have to be the lead by example leader.
Chris Paul going to be 100% bald by the time he's done with these. Yo, that is nuts. That is nuts. Oh, so shit.
You just look at your phone randomly, you get the alert. Knicks acquired Chris Paul. How you feel?
Honestly, now I'm thinking about it, I wouldn't be too upset about it, honestly.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I think it would. One, you get a name, get some people. People won't be in the garden regardless. But I'll be intrigued just because of, like, what I just saw Chris Paul do with OKC.
Right.
And how, like, those young – I mean, granted, those young kids have way more talent than our young kids do, our young players do.
Also correct.
But I feel like it'd be good mentorship for them to grow. Because, like, RJ Barrett, I don't think he's that good, but, you know, the second coming of DeMar DeRozan, that's not much in my book.
Not me.
And then Kevin Knox supposed to be like, you know, a baby Kevin Durant-ish, is what they said, but it ain't never come to fruition. But if he could just become like a 15, 16, you know, point per night scorer consistently, that would be good. So, you know, just see these kids grow up. And maybe someone will want to sign if Chris Paul's there. I highly doubt it, though.
That's what I hope the end goal is. The end result.
Who's even a free agent this year?
No one of them. Well,
I think DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah, we definitely ain't getting Giannis. Disgusting. Oh, this year? Mm-mm. I don't want
it. I think DeMar.
I'd rather Chris Paul. I'd rather Chris Paul easily. I don't. I'm good.
No, but I think I'm asking.
I think he is.
I think he is oh, God. Let me look at this real quick. This is going to be fucking disgusting.
I seen that story. I'm good.
But I think.
Seen how that played out in Canada. I'm cool.
NBA free agent. I think DeMar DeRozan is like the top free agent. Let's see.
Oh, no. Nah. Let's talk about it. I mean, it's definitely not going to happen. So.
Brandon Ingram's restricted.
They're going to match. Pelicans going to match. Yeah, it's great for them. They're going to match.
Gordon Hayward got a player option. I didn't realize he was in the last year of his contract.
Take that, Gordon. You good. You good where you at.
Danilo Gallinari.
I like him on the team. No, he used to be, actually.
Yeah, he used to be there.
Chill. Don't say that. What? Next. I heard Van that name. Bleak? You slipped it.
Van Vliet.
I met things we beat overpay is what I don't like. I like
Montrez.
Chill. All these are overpay candidates.
Yeah, everyone else is just trash. Serge Ibaka wouldn't be the worst thing. Goran Dragic.
I like Goran.
Yeah, everyone else we would definitely be overpaying for. Oh, they said they might bring back Melo.
Melo and Paul?
Yeah. They be washed up, but I'll watch
I'm
it.
I'm watching.
They be watched this.
I am definitely watching.
Listen to this. They can realistically, they could get Melo, Paul, Chris Paul, and Dwight Howard.
Sign me up.
I'll be all on that. These niggas, but they wouldn't win anything. I'd be all for it, though.
It's the 10 years too late team, but sign me up.
Would they make the playoffs, though?
Hell no. Hell no.
Nah,
I don't know. Chris... I don't know. Chris Paul just made the playoffs in the West, actually.
They would.
Ah!
Who made the last seed in the East this year? Orlando?
Yeah. Nah, actually, you know what? I ain't going to just throw it away, actually. They can make the playoffs.
Whose spot are they going to take?
Orlando made it in, and like, it's not fair because of the pandemic. Even a year before, though, they made it in with like 40-something wins, like low 40s.
Chris Paul, who's 36. Carmelo Anthony, who is 36. Dwight Howard, who's God knows how old. And then RJ Barrett, and God knows who else is on that roster. Julius Randle.
He made it in the West. He can't make it out East.
It's not just him. He has Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Danilo Gallinari, Steven Adams. He has like some young players that can play around him.
Don't we have young pieces?
That can play. I like RJ Barrett, but you seen him shooting splits?
I did. Last time Grizzly.
It ain't Grizzly beautiful. Stuff. So imagine my starting lineup is. This is me. It looks good on paper, but it'd be disgusting. Listen. Yeah, listen, let's start a lot. It would be Chris Paul. This is disgusting. This is what we got to look forward to. Chris Paul, RJ Barrett, Carmelo Anthony, Julius Randle, and Dwight Howard.
Nah, we ain't starting too big. Chill.
Who's too big? Julius Randle like 6'9 with short arms.
Can he stretch the floor? I don't want Dwight anymore. Take him out. I don't want him anymore.
What about
I'm staying with Bron.
Paul Millsap is old.
Yeah, I don't.
Joe Harris is gonna be a free agent.
I'll take Joe Harris.
What about I like Kelly Olynyk or Dario Saric?
Yeah, sure. Either one's fine.
You don't want Dwight no more?
Around Chris Paul? No. If it's a good, he shouldn't be starting though. Off the bench as he was.
We get Hassan Whiteside.
No. I take Dwight.
Tristan Thompson.
Dwight. Mm-mm. It depends on the price.
Yeah, it just gets grim from here.
God, this free agency class. Oof.
Reggie Jackson.
All right. Okay. All right. If you wanted to wrap it up, you could have just said so.
Shit get bleak down here. Rodney Hood. Where is he at?
I didn't even know he was.
He tore his AC. He did something. Nah, he was balling with Utah. Remember?
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm thinking about somebody else.
Nah, he was balling with Utah. What happened to him? Alright, it's time to end the podcast. Rodney Stuckey. He ain't places like, bro, I don't even know.
I get my reaction.
You think I'm looking at 2020 Rodney Stuckey?
Oh
wow.
Man.
The lack of respect.
Nah, that's my bid. My bad.
Damn, KCP a free agent?
You want him?
It's for the best.
He ain't leaving the mob.
Nah, Rodney Hood, though. He was averaging like 15 when he got to Utah, but then he tore his ACL, right? Or some shit.
Was that this year? Well, this calendar season?
I think he came over with Jordan Clarkson from Cleveland.
They're always slow to recover. I guess. Why not? Beggars can't be choosers. It all depends on the price.
No,
we ain't going anywhere anyway.
Let's trade for Chris Paul. Sign Melo.
I want that. Let's do that.
We can sign Melo. Give Melo like a. I'll give Melo like a 2-year, 10 mil. Give him five each.
Stuff your pockets.
And be back in New York. By that time, he'll probably be back to being a ball stopper again. Because he'll get lost in the lights.
I'll watch that team.
I mean, I'm going to watch them anyway because they're terrible. I just love them. But Chris Paul and Melo. Melo's, oh, God. We literally are hoping that some 36-year-old nigga save us.
I'm not even thinking about it. They can't save us.
Nah, it'd be entertaining to watch, though.
Entertaining on the court.
Chris Paul and Melo. Ugh.
Our savior still hasn't revealed himself. I don't know who that person is.
But don't we got some cap space though, because it's just the free agent class is trash. Like we signed a lot of people. Signed a lot of people to 1-1s. Like Bobby Portis is a free agent, a team option. Taj Gibson's a free agent. Team Austin. They just sign all these random power forwards.
And Mr. Rosser?
I'm just saying.
What about this cap space? When has it ever served us?
I'm just saying it's there. I'm not saying we're going to do anything with it. Because unless we're going to sign DeMar. Oh, my God. We signed DeMar DeRozan and have RJ Barrett. That would be disgusting. Yo,
stop saying these things out loud. This ain't cool.
Would it shock you?
No. Now we're under new management. Leon Rose. Yeah, it don't mean nothing. Once you get under that banner and Dolan.
You Dolan's boy?
Bring the worst out of you.
Yeah. Shit you never thought you would ever do.
You looking at yourself in the mirror. Imagine signing your payroll, looking at yourself in the mirror.
Looking at having an book. Epiphany. When the fuck did I do this?
What have I become? RJ Barrett and no. Ooh.
Oh my God, that's disgusting.
I don't even know the timeline. When can trades be made again? I don't even know the dates for stuff.
I have no.
Because they're preparing a trade that would have to be after the finals. I don't even know when these dates start anymore. Like free agency.
Yeah, me neither. I have no clue. All I know is that the draft is in November now, which meant nothing to me.
Big who care? Yeah. I'm prepping for, yeah. Mm-mm.
Meant nothing.
Sorry, I don't understand.
You got unplugged that bitch. Be listening.
Yeah. Knicks fan.
Yeah, facts. She's like, sorry, I don't understand. It's like, why, Kevin? Why subject yourself to this? But yeah, man. But anyway, I think we're good to go. Yeah. As always, people, we can't end on a good note. Fuck that. The Clippers lost. All right? They lost.
Word.
Send them packing. Sometimes we just get down these wormholes talking about our Knicks and it just gets so depressive. I don't mean it like that.
It got dark. I apologize.
Before
we wrap, who you got in the Heat-Celtics series?
Ooh.
I told you who I had.
I'm still rock with the Celtics.
Okay. All right.
Even though the Heat came out strong, I don't see them rebounding like that, all series long. Meaning like
they look pretty even
up by a lot.
They look pretty.
And Kemba been trash.
He been trash.
So hopefully he'll get back to some kind of levels of just decency. He looked trash.
You got your Celtics and what?
Bro, he looks he looks so much smaller on the court now. When he played in Charlotte, he looked a little bigger. He looked small.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I got Celtics in seven. That's gonna be a 7-game series.
I got my Heat.
And how many?
I'm gonna just go 7.
They
looked pretty even yesterday. They did look pretty even.
That was a great game.
That block was crazy.
Nuts. His hand bent way back.
I don't know his hand didn't break.
He felt that shit today. He young. Yeah, they're invincible.
With that amount of force, I know his hand ain't caving, though. For him to still come back and block it with your offhand?
He young. Man.
Good for them.
Niggas heal up differently.
I ain't gonna say nothing else. The West awaits. The West. The West awaits.
I don't care about the East. Bron.
He in his hotel room now.
Yep. He like this foreigner and this young Canadian that don't know what the hell about to hit them. He's like, that's cute, which I did to Kawhi. That's cute.
Yeah, we'll have you back in the Mile High by about about a week and a half.
It's Bron, your pilot, talking to you. Expect a slightly bumpy rise along the way.
Please note the altitude.
Facts. Get their ass right back to Denver. Stop it. Oh,
that
man.
Should be good.
All right. We can end on that note. That's a better note. As always, people, thank you for the love, the support. Make sure you guys rate, share, subscribe. Go subscribe to the YouTube channel. Got the full-length video episode clips up on there. Same thing with the IGTV, just broken up into 10-minute increments. Full-length audios all over Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, Cast, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Google Play. Everywhere that podcasts are streaming, we are there. Until next time, this is Cooling Out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.